a true power, the true power of the bread, nourished unto sonship and lordship. Nourished unto sonship and lordship. That's what the bread is intending to do. It's intending to nourish us unto true sonship and unto lordship as well. And so here we go. We're going to open up here. First, I'll just go ahead and read the note, our entry. On Thursday, we did learn that by eating daily bread fragments, it would eliminate spots and wrinkles. Spots are considered an area that is void of his favor. And a wrinkle is when we are in need of rescue and or deliverance. We were learning on Thursday and just talking kind of openly that we become what we eat. If I'm eating the bread of life, then I should become that life. I should already have that in me. It should be already available. I think we've been kind of moving on our back feet as Christians for a long time because we have fallen into patterns where we believe that that prayer for favor and that prayer for rescue is how we're intended to live. Don't get me wrong. Faith is a reliance upon Jesus for salvation. And that's true. But in all sincerity, I think we should start viewing what our reliance really is. I should be relying on my daily bread to fill me with all of the blessing of God, all of the favor of God, all of the deliverance that I need should already be in as I'm eating this daily bread fragment. And I'm already there. I don't want to have a spot because he's not coming for a church that has a spot. He's not coming for a church that's under disgrace or have fallen from grace. He's not coming for a church that's in need of rescue. He's coming for a church that has been rescued, that has been delivered. He's coming for somebody that looks and acts just like he does. So we should already be fully nourished with a constant flow of favor. And we should already be fully rescued and delivered. It's going to become the new norm for us. Daily bread fragments are about to build us up into true kingdom living. Praise God. So today we're going to see an example of Christ himself. We're going to look at some of the things that he said, and we won't so much look at the miracles and see the things in which he did because he was in a place that he had no spots and wrinkles. He was full of the favor, full of the power. He was full of all of God. He was so full. But we're going to look at some things that were said and that kind of lead to the fact that we should be the same exact way. So we're going to see an example of Christ himself and how he has already, he's been nourished with the power of God. He didn't have to ask for anything. He ate and lived through the Father. So shall it be for us. We too will eat and live through Christ, already nourished with power and authority.
Man.
All right. And so we head back over to John 6:57, which is becoming a very familiar verse of scripture to us in the series on peace. And this is what it's all about. By the way, this is explaining the real depth of his peace. By living nourished, is you don't live in a greater realm of peace than that. In John 6:57, it says, "As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." In the verse, if you're following the notes on the screen, you see where I bolded out the word by. I live by the Father, and even he shall live, and he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. All right? So now we're going to understand this. Jesus completely lived by the Father. By denotes the channel of an act or where action proceeds through. It also means through, the word just through. So now Jesus lived through the Father. I like the last definition of the word by, and this is the Greek definition in your Strong's. It means by the means of. When I read that definition, that one stuck out to me really, really greatly. We've talked about the channel, and we talked about action, and we talked about through before. But we never really, really looked in by the means of. Jesus lived by the means of the Father. And to understand that, let's look at the word means real fast. The word means method. It means an action or system by which a result is brought about. Man, that's good. So he lived in the methods of the Father, and he lived in the system, or the way that action comes forth. I like it how it says here, by which a result is brought about. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to become efficacious where we receive the intended and desired results. Well, when we live by, here it is again confirming to us, this is the system that brings about the results that we're looking for.
Amen.
This is the system, living by the Father. How do I live by Jesus? By eating him. He says it right there. So he that eateth me shall live by me. This is where you get results from. I like the word means again. There's another definition that sticks out to me tremendously. It means money, financial resources, or wealth. All right? So this is talking about prosperity in the financial realm. It talks about the means. It really means when you have means, it denotes what you have ownership of. It points to what you have ownership. So Jesus now, we see him throughout scriptures, and this is why I didn't really move in looking at miracles. We've looked at so many that you could already start picking up fragments right now to where you begin to understand the means that Jesus displayed. He showed the methods and the system to multiply the loaves and to multiply the fish. He showed the wealth of the Father by bringing multiplication to two fish and five loaves. He showed that he had control of the Father's resources. He had control of the Father's wealth, if you will. And we see through so many different miracles where Jesus is displaying that he lives by the Father. He lives by him. In other words, but understand this again. Now, it isn't the Father. I'm going to say something. Now, don't think I'm blaspheming, because I'm not. It isn't the Father per se moving in the miracle, though the Father does the works. The Father has endorsed Jesus to have all power and all authority. He's endorsed him to bring to pass the things in which he's doing. And so now by the Father, how did Jesus get this endorsement? It's still the Father, because it's all coming by the word of the Father. So all honor and glory goes unto the Father of the Lord Jesus. All of it does. But Jesus was connected to the method. He was connected to the system. He was connected to bring results. He was connected. Why? Because he lived. He ate the Father. Consistently, he ate of the Father.
Amen.
So the promises here is that Jesus as lived by the Father, just as he did, we too, if we eat our daily bread fragments, would live by Christ. Now, what does that mean? It means exactly the same source that Jesus has, we're connected to. Because the only thing Jesus was full of is the Father. So now we actually essentially come into the means of the Father through Christ. Because we're eating our daily bread fragments in the Rhema word, we're now nourished with the means of Christ himself.
Bless God.
Powerful to me, man. That sticks out to me. That speaks volumes into my spirit. Yes. And it gives me, man, it gives me hope. It gives me hope. It gives me this drive. It gives me this exousia to get up and go and pursue, to take dominion over.
Bless God.
So this means that all of his resources and wealth and his methods by which results are brought about would be in us, working for us as well. Remember, I said the definition of live is receiving intended and desired results. That's what it means to live. And so now he's also connecting live by. It's almost like giving you a double, saying it twice. If you eat me, you shall live by me. In other words, I will become a channel unto you, and I will channel my means. I will channel my means into you and through you. All right? So let's look at Jesus. Let's look at what he has to say over here in John 16, 15. This is what he means by living by the Father. Look at John 16, 15. We're going to hear Jesus speak very boldly here. And over the next few scriptures, it gets real bold to where Jesus is really beginning to understand what he's really nourished with. He said in John 16:15, all things that the Father hath are mine. There's the means. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and he shall shew it unto you. So right here in part A, describing part A to you, all things he's describing. I got all that the Father has.
Yes.
All things that the Father hath are mine. Jesus is discovering truly, and has an understanding rather, of what he and who he has been nourished with. This is, I see why he walked in such dominion. He knew that by eating the word of the Father, and we're going to look at that in just a moment, by eating the word of the Father, that he would be able to bring the results of Omega into the earth realm. He would be able to bring the Father's works to the earth realm. Because everything was already done before the foundations of the world. The Father had already completed it. It was done. Amen. Jesus is understanding something here. He's saying, I'm nourished with this guy. So therefore, all that he has is mine. We see Jesus not moving with restrictions and restraints, with the anointing and doing things and raising the dead and feeding folks and multiplying, putting money in fish and all these other wonderful things, opening blind eyes, healing leopards, doing all that. He had the means. He had all of the Father's means. Why? Because he ate of the Father. And Jesus is saying to us, if you will eat me, you too will live by me the same way I live by the Father.
Amen, Lord.
So powerful. So powerful. The Amen. Word all things. Look at this, guys. Look at this here. The word all things. The first of all, this is the Greek definition. All things translates all manner of means. Look at that. All things means all manner of means. It means the whole, any, every, even the word daily. That's the means. Thoroughly, it means all things. So Jesus said, I have all manner of means. Whatever my Father can do, so can I. Whatever my Father has, so do I. Now, Jesus is saying, he that's very bold. All things that the Father hath are mine. So now Jesus is letting it be known, I got everything that he has. Everything that he has. Why? Because I live by the Father. I'm going to show you in just a moment. So he has the whole. He has any, every. I kind of paused when I saw the word daily, because it took me to daily bread. It took me to daily bread, and it really connects why he would, because he lives in daily. He lives daily by the Father. It really connects. I'm like, why would you throw daily as a definition in the Greek definition, daily? That denotes, I mean, that it connects. It's like, blows my mind, really, because it's like saying, give us this day our daily bread. And so in the bread, we see where the means come from, the daily bread. Brings forth the means. It brings out all manner of means. My God, did we ever know this? I wish we did. We ever could realize this. By eating this rhema word, we have all manner of means, and he wants us to awaken, because if we don't awaken, we carry spots and we carry wrinkles. We're not in need, praise God, while in the rhema word and while being filled by the bread of life. We're not in need of rescue. We are rescued. We're not in need of deliverance. We are delivered. We're not in need of favor or the flow of prosperity. It's already here, because we're living by him. Thoroughly means all things. It actually means whosoever. Kind of reminds me of the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything now comes to your disposal. All manner of means. Bless so God. We can see through what Jesus said that he truly had all the Father literally flowing through him. Now, Jesus, let's look at Jesus flowing without spot and without wrinkle. Watch how he maneuvers now. All right. Now we gotta establish the truth that the word is controlled by the Lord. All of the word. But we're not understanding something, that when he gives daily bread, he's giving you everything.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. We need to understand that when we're receiving daily bread, we're receiving everything. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, 1:14, was made flesh and dwelt among us. When we receive the Word, we receive all manner of means. So this now, understanding this, should cause you to flow without spot and without wrinkle. Remember, the word spot means someone in need of favor. Just a quick definition, just paraphrasing definitions. Wrinkle means someone in need of rescue and deliverance. But Jesus didn't operate as someone that needed favor.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't operate like that. He operated in favor, full of favor.
Amen.
There's a difference, guys.
Yep.
Now, this is someone that knows he has all manner of means. The Bible says he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, but he would present it to himself holy and without blemish. So when you carry spot and wrinkle, you're not in that perfect place. When you're someone in need of favor instead of being full of favor, that's a spot. Don't forget that. When you're someone in need of rescue and deliverance, don't get me wrong, it's not a crime to ask God for rescue. It's not a crime to ask God to put you back in favor. But that's when we were children. We thought like that. But we need to grow up fully nourished in this to where now we are full of all of this. Let's look at Jesus here. What he says here. And then you start to see how he has no spot, no wrinkle. He starts to realize he knows that he's not someone in need of favor. He understands what he's nourished with. Watch this here. In John chapter 12, verses 49 through 50, it says, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting." Powerful right there. That doesn't just mean living forever. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Jesus reveals how he stayed fully nourished with what the Father was saying. He never came out of it. That was his only diet. That was all that he knew. That's all he wanted to know.
Amen.
He never deviated from it. And he understood that every time he speaks a word to me, it becomes life everlasting. It opens up the eternal realm. It opens up the realm of the kingdom. It opens up something beyond the earth realm. The means now come into the eternal realm. My means are not subject to the earth, where there's only two fish and five loaves. My means now open up in the realm of the supernatural. I'm in the life everlasting because I'm eating and I'm nourished by it. Watch this now. So as Jesus stayed in the word of his Father, he ends up in a place where the means of the Father can flow freely through him.
Amen.
The Father had full trust in Jesus because the only diet he knew was the Father. He became what he ate. I understand now why the Father would give Jesus all power and all authority, because the diet, my God, the diet restricted him to doing exactly what the Father would want done. The diet would do that. The diet would dictate what in the world Jesus was doing and how he was doing it. And the fact that he was locked in righteousness and in holiness, the diet put that there. The diet gave a full endorsement. The diet gave all power. The diet gave all authority. The diet gave him the miraculous. It gave him the Father himself.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
The Father now can step back and watch Jesus move without spot and without wrinkle, full of favor, never needing rescue.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Watch me now. There's confirmation of what I'm saying now. It says in John 5:19 through 22, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. So Jesus is getting a picture of how the Father functions and the means that the Father has. Watch this now. And he will shew him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Watch this. Bold statements come up now. Bold statements that separate spot and wrinkle. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father, watch this, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Do you hear how Jesus now is understanding, I am nourished to do this.
Amen.
I'm nourished to quicken whom I will. I'm nourished to bring judgment, all kinds of judgment. Judgment doesn't just mean to judge people's sins. Judgment in bringing healing, judgment in providing, judgment. He says, the Father's not judging anyone right now. He's committed all judgment unto me. Why? Because I perfectly live by him. It's still the Father, but he's given to me. He's given unto me power and authority.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Because it's in my DNA now. I am showing you the Father. I believe he told Philip, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is how close-knit they are because of the diet of the word that the Father was bringing unto the Son. The Son had become the Father because of the diet of the Rhema word. Now Jesus is understanding, and I see Jesus here. He has no spot or wrinkle. He's saying, listen, I quicken whom I will. The Father does what he does. And now, because I am of the Father, perfectly nourished by the Father, he's endorsed me to quicken whom I will too. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. We look at Jesus, man, moving. Just like the Father, in a sense, man, where he's so nourished, he's become. Can you imagine being in the Rhema word to where your every decision you make is absolutely perfect because you've been nourished with it. The timing of a thing is perfect on you. Everything you're doing is flowing in how God created, the Father created things to flow as he intended from the foundations of the world. Now you're moving in all of that creation. You're moving in all of that creation perfectly, perfectly timed, perfect temperament, perfect words coming out of your mouth, producing miracles, signs, and wonders because you're fully nourished in this Rhema word by this bread of life.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Everything is now controlled. You're under, my gosh, you're right there. You're right there. That's how awesome it was for Jesus.
Yes, God.
Everything he did was endorsed because he was nourished of the Father. Everything he did, the Father was right there, endorsing and proving and amening all the works. And now I know how the Father does the works. He does the works behind the scene through the word. Through the nourishing of the word, it brings about his life into Christ. And now we've received that same life through Christ unto us. We're all moving in a oneness.
Amen.
Jesus completely lived by the Father, everyone. It was for this reason he could flow freely in the power of God. It was for this reason that God endorsed his decision to display his judgment and power at his own will. In a sense, it almost seems like it's the will of the Lord, but really, Jesus is so unlocked in the word of the Father that he's flowing in the same exact thought pattern, same exact will.
Amen.
Staying in the word of his Father is equivalent, listen, to eating daily bread fragments. It's equivalent. It elevated Christ to a place of understanding what was and who was truly in him. It elevated Jesus, the man, to Jesus, the Christ. Hear me again. It elevated Jesus, the man, to Jesus, the Christ.
Hallelujah, God.
He wants the same for us. He does. I'm telling you right now. And that's what we're going to tap into right now. He wants us to be transformed from servants to sons. Moving in authority and power because it's in us. Watch these scriptures here. Watch how much sense they make now. We're called to flow in the same way, without spot and without wrinkle. We're called to flow without need of favor. We're called to flow without need of rescue. We're called to flow like this, not asking, just displaying. We're called to display. Watch me now. It gets real good. Watch this. Here's a scripture in Galatians 4, picking up at verse number 1. First verse says everything. Now it's talking to us. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, deferreth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Hold up. Though he be Lord of all, if he's still a child, though he's the heir, he deferreth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. I like how the L there is lowercase. It speaks of our lordship here. Anytime it talks about the Lord, it's capital L. So let's go further. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Jesus. Father's got to see you graduate. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. We're still children when we're in bondage. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So now, while we're in places of bondage, that means that I need favor. That means I need rescue. I'm considered a servant. I haven't come into sonship while I'm in bondage, because if I come into sonship, I'm not living under any bondage any longer. Somebody better hear this now. I'm living as a son, and then I'm living in sonship and lordship. I've graduated. Well, how do I do that? I continue to be nourished by the bread of life. And I translate from a servant to a son. Watch me now. Here we go. So verse 1 alone says it all. Though we be heir and lords over all, we are no different than a servant. We are under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Well, TGM, here prophetically, God is appointing our time right now. He's calling us to another level of power and authority to place a constant flow of favor on our lives, no longer needing to ask for it, but exercising lordship in it.
That's God.
Being distributors of it freely. We are sons through Christ. Through Christ denotes to me that I'm eating his flesh and I'm drinking his blood. He has become my diet. He is my daily bread fragment. Now I and you will be flowing as sons and exercise lordship in the earth realm. See, we have to graduate and become what we're eating. And let it flow freely through us. It's another level. I was saying this on Thursday. It's another level. It's another dimension. It's another place here. Jesus functioned here. All that the Father hath is mine. He understood the means. Watch this now. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 13 through 15. It says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment, ooh, without spot, look at that, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I heard you say that, elder, this morning in prayer. And when I heard it, I said, yes, Lord, look at you. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. Now, just like in Galatians 4:1, the L here is lowercase. So he's speaking, I've heard this so many times and people preached on it, that he's king over us as kings. He's Lord over us as lords.
Yes.
Now watch this now, because coming into a dimension where you're carrying no spot or wrinkle means that you're coming into your place of sonship and lordship. All right. So now when we truly get this bread in our DNA, we will see our lordship in all of its splendor. Watch the difference now. The word Lord with the capital L, there's a totally different definition. It says the word Lord here, it means he to whom a person or thing belongs.
Oh.
The word Lord with capital L means about which he has power, about the which he has power of deciding. Capital L means he has supremacy. And the capital L, which is Jesus, it means he is the possessor and disposer of a thing. Now, our little L's, this is us. It means to rule. It means have dominion over. It means Lord. It means be Lord of. And I like the last one, exercise lordship over. So now, when he calls us up here that we're heirs, and that we're Lord of all, he's saying, listen, you should be ruling, you should be having dominion over, you should be exercising lordship. That means there's a free flow coming out of you. If you're still with me and understand, just say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Having dominion over, be Lord of, exercise lordship over. This is our dimension. This is where we are. That we shouldn't be moving as just merely servants asking for things. We should be moving in a dimension of sonship and lordship. This is the level of peace that we're supposed to be living on, living in a dimension of lordship where we're exercising freely, having dominion over. So when Christ decided to feed you daily bread fragments, watch this, he decided to make you Lord. Oh, God, help me. When the Lord decided to feed you daily bread fragments, when he revealed daily bread fragments, he's calling you to a level of lordship. I'm going to say that again. As he's revealing the power that's in the bread, and as you're recognizing daily bread fragments, he's also revealing and unmasking the fact that you're called to lordship.
Bless God.
He decided that you and I would have dominion. He decided through the bread fragments that you're receiving that you would exercise lordship. That you would come up to another level and that you would now release favor and power and authority through your mouth. Because it's in the bread. It's in the bread.
Yes, it is.
The bread is nourishing you. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. He's calling you into the full dimension of who you really are. And he's calling me there. And it's real. That's why he was teaching us years ago about hear, speak, see, speak. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get us in a position back then that, man, when you're here, exercise your lordship. Exercise who you are. Don't sit there asking me for something that's already in you. It doesn't make any sense. Let's go a little bit further. Let's look at this transfer. Look at this transfer here. In Matthew 28, 18, Jesus says, he came to his, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So now we see where the Lord's power is, capital L. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now watch this here. It says here, and the 70 returned again with joy. These are the 70 that he anointed that were following him faithfully. He anointed the 70. I believe he breathed on them and gave them a taste of the power that would be upon their lives. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Watch what he says to them. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Look at that. There's your lordship. You have power over all the, you don't have all power, but you do have power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So now, little L's have all power over the, all the power of the, excuse me, have power over all the power of the enemy. Big L has all power. Big L has all power.
Amen.
You little L's, us little L's have all power, excuse me, power over all the power of the enemy. We have dominion. We have lordship that we should be exercising. We should be moving in a flow of absolute favor. We should be moving, man, where kingdom is fully, fully coming. We don't, we're not asking for it. We're receiving it through the daily bread.
Amen, God. Amen, Lord.
After a while, when they were following Jesus, Jesus turned to them and breathed to them, and they breathed on them and gave them this. He wasn't even dwelling in them. He breathed on them. But now he dwells in us so we can permanently have power over all the power of the enemy. Think about all the power of the enemy. Satan has messed up so many things. And I thought about this, and I'm about to close. He's messed up so many doggone things. It's ridiculous. So many things he's messed up. He's messed up our financial system. He's messed up all kinds of wealth. He's messed up sickness and disease. He's brought, I mean, basically every problem we see, every malfunction in the earth, Satan had his hand in it. Everything. So now think about all the malfunctions in the earth, whether it be physical, financial, they be spiritual or whatever. We have power over all of it.
Amen, God.
To let grace flow through our mouths and to fix it. We have power. And when we exercise this power, we're living outside of the realm of spots and wrinkles. We're living in the lordship that was given unto us, that we're supposed to be living in. We spend so much doggone time asking for favor and asking for rescue.
So true.
That we never exercise lordship. We're still looking and acting like servants. We're still acting like children. We're not acting like sons who are heirs of all things and Lord over all things. We're not acting. We're not there. We're still, we've been trained in such a way where we're not experiencing the freedom and the liberty that the Lord has intended for us to truly have, where he can watch us and say, look at my brothers, look at my friends, look at my sisters, look at how they're moving in the power and authority that was given unto them by eating my bread. For he that eateth me shall live by me. They'll have my means. They'll have my means. And my means are my Father's means.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus being Lord has all power. We being Lords have all power over the enemy, have power over, power over all the power of the enemy. We have dominion to stop every malfunctioning factor of every kind that Satan planted in and on the earth. physical, mental, spiritual, and even financial. We have power over all the power of the enemy. No more spots and no more wrinkles. Let's eat our daily bread fragments. Listen to what he says. This reminded me and quickened me here at the end of this message. He quickened me. He said, John 1:12 says this, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I finally know what that power is, your daily bread. In eating the daily bread fragments, you now have the power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen, God.
Even to them, for Jay, here you go, Jay, even to them that believe, oh, that's eating, on his name. You have power to become a son. And under that sonship, you will see and discover the lordship that you have in and through Christ. Eating your daily bread gives you the power to become the sons. So bottom line, let's just become sons, man. Let's become sons. Let's be nourished to the fact that we have become the sons of God. And let's exercise our lordship in the earth realm. I really understand why he doesn't move all the time. I really do, because he didn't want you getting stuck on a level that you think that you have to sit there and ask. I tell you, yeah, but the Bible says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Don't you realize that by asking doesn't just mean, you better know this by now if you've been a Christian more than 12 days. You got to know this by now, that just by asking doesn't mean he's just going to do it. No, 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 no. He's going to build you up in his word. He's going to feed you, and then you're going to see the manifestation of what you asked for. It's not just coming, there's just to come. Otherwise you'd be stuck there, never evolving into sonship and lordship. No, that's how it works. Some things you prayed for 10 years ago you haven't received yet. Why? Because you haven't been built in the word, or by the word, nourished in it enough to come, for it to come to pass. So don't just sit there and think the regular mundane Christian to say, oh, but the Bible says we should be asking. Yeah. And trust me, he's going to take you through the process, nourish you in the word, increase faith. That all comes by hearing, hearing by the word. It's all going to come by way of the word. But now he's given us, my goodness, let's cut this off here. Eat your day-to-day bread. Eat me daily. Hey, and now discover that it is in the bread you're already nourished in favor. You're already nourished in power and authority. So I say to those people that are, say unto the mountain. Say unto the mountain, be thou removed. He said, you say unto the mountain. Yeah, that's that next level. That's where we belong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, don't get me wrong. If you're in a situation or you're in a circumstance and you know that the favor of the Lord is not there, there's nothing wrong with you asking for God to build you up again in favor. He's going to simply open your mouth and feed you the bread of life. He's going to resituate your mind in the word. And that's what takes us and places us into disgrace, is when we lose sight of the rhema word. That's when favor's not free flowing. So he's going to open your mouth and he's going to spoon feed you his word. You're going to read a billboard, or you're going to read a bumper sticker. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to call you and bless you with a word. Something, you'll be watching something on TV that sparks and quickens you. He will spoon feed you back in. But understand this. It's coming by way of the bread. So let's just cut to the chase and let's eat our daily bread. Let's cut to the chase and be built up and nourished in it to the point where we evolve into lords. We evolve into sons. Yeah, where we open our mouths, my God, and execute judgment upon every malfunctioning thing that Satan has planted against us. Hey, God, yeah. And we exercise dominion and authority As we go on in this teaching, as we go on, we're going to actually look at how the apostles moved without spot, without wrinkle. They were so connected. They were so connected. Pronouncing death over some and pronouncing life over others. Oftentimes never even using the name, but dwelling in the name, becoming the name, because they were so nourished in his word. This is what it's going to be. This is how it's going to be. This is how we're going to become. We're going to train. We're going to eat. We're going to diet correctly in the bread fragments that he releases. And so I say unto you that listen to this word today, gather that which remains, that nothing be lost. Even right now, even in today's message, today's meal, gather that which remains, that nothing be lost. Why? Because the power is in the fragments. Gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. The power is in the fragments. Ready to sustain you, ready to keep you, ready to continue to let you have a free flow of just absolute power and authority, ready to keep you rescued, not needing deliverance. I tell you one thing, Satan has often tries me in the night, early in the morning, like 2 and 3, he tries to bring all kinds of anxieties to my mind. I tell you, it's not even me. It's my spirit. My spirit is so on alert that while I'm sleeping, he starts ciphering through. My spirit begins to cipher through fragments and it just begins to speak back. And all of a sudden, all of that which the devil is doing, I literally feel him just disperse and leave. And give up. I think he had so much on him the night before last that he didn't even come this morning. My spirit was on alert. I could feel my spirit looking while I was sleeping, looking for when he was going to come and try to bring something that has to do with anxiety or anxiousness that's going on around me. And I was waiting. My spirit was just on watch. And man, listen. I think he got so much the night before he didn't even come. He didn't come this morning. Didn't even show up. Because the power that was coming out of the fragments was revealing lordship over him. And I'm telling you right now, he moves quickly. You want to see results? Man, eat your daily bread, and then I dare you to turn to your nemesis and speak to him. Or just speak. Speak your intended and desired result. Glory be to God.
Amen. Bless your name, Jesus.
Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Master. If you're on the line, lift your hands before the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It's another realm, people of God. It's another level.
Thank you, God.
It's another level. And what it costs is just you eating, day-to-day eating, and then recognizing in what you're being so nourished with. This is the ultimate place of ultimate peace. It really describes the place of absolute peace. It's where Jesus said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you start to operate in the power and the health, the spiritual health that comes from the daily bread fragments, it's just going to really unveil such a level of peace. And in that peace is prosperity. In that peace is favor. It's a free flow of it, just like he said we would enter into. But we can only enter into it by eating. By eating. by gathering the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost, and we eat. And we eat and we eat. And then lordship is revealed over you. Even some of you that are still listening right now, lordship is being revealed over you. It's being revealed. He wants you to exercise. Oh, but through an understanding, my gosh. I was telling someone that when I was playing sports, when I was younger, I knew what my body could do. I knew its limits. I knew everything that it was capable of. And because I knew it, it made me better. It gave me confidence. We need to know what we've been nourished with. We need to know what we in Christ are capable of. We need to understand. We need to discover this. So important. Disciples, the apostles said things like this in the book of Acts. They keep your hands held, if you don't mind, just for another moment. They would say things like this. Look on us. Look on us. They knew who they were, and they knew who was in them and what they were so nourished with. But then they wouldn't steal any of the glory. Then after the miracle, they'd say things like, don't look at us like it was by our own strength. But at first, when it started, look on us. But it wasn't us. It's what we were nourished with. It's what's in us. And we need to understand that. What is coming with this daily bread? What is coming with it? It's the bread of his presence. It's him. The means of the Father are coming in the bread. His power and authority, his prosperity, his wealth. It's all in that bread. And Jesus proved it. He proved by staying in the words, he could extract anything. Amazing. Simply amazing. Father, I thank you again for the word. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So much for fortifying this truth. We're going to mark forward. We're not going to let it go. We still meet you at the post. Now we're becoming fragment gatherers at the post. That's why I understand why now they waited there. They waited for fragments. But here we are at the post of your doors. Here we are right now at your gate, receiving fragments, gathering. We're no different from Ruth. She gleaned and gathered. That's us. But ours is the bread of life. Ours opens up the realm of the supernatural. We're extraordinarily blessed, Master. And I thank you for revealing what truly is in the bread. I thank you for revealing that all manner of means is here. I don't care if it's financial. I don't care if it's physical. I don't care, Lord, if it's mental or spiritual. It doesn't make a difference. I thank you that the bread of life that was received now fixes all.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you.
It removes every burden.
Thank you, God.
It destroys every yoke.
Thank you, Lord God.
And so I give you glory right now because all of it are being handled. You've given us power over all the power of the enemy. Whatever malfunction, we give you glory that they are absolutely fixed, even right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you so much. For we eat you and we live by you. Your means are our means. And we give you glory. Thank you that you called us joint heirs with you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for moving. In Jesus' name.
Bless you.
In your temperament,
Master. Bless you, Lord God. Bless you, Jesus.
Now let healing yield to heal. For those that not are even on the line, let the benefits of being a part of this Rhema word stretch out under them even now.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Yes. Precious holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much for it, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise his name. Yes, Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's all I've got for you today, guys. That was
Amen.
That was everything I've got.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.